is a sefer which doesn't really have very much lemaisa in it. Okay, we've got Perivrivi, we've got the Gidanosha, but it's not a sefer of mitzvahs. It's a sefer which acquaints us with our roots, with our shoroshim. That's how we tend to look at sefer Bereishis. At least I think that's how we tend to look at sefer Bereishis. The truth is that when we think about it in Toldos, which is the Pasha which we're going to be learning this week, there's more Lemaisa in, I think, there's more Lemaisa in Toldos than in the whole of Mishpotim and Kisetze and Kedoshim, all together. Like the Poshet, the well, put it in quotes, the mitzvahs which are implicit in our Pasha of Toldos, it doesn't leave a second of our lives, Ki'ilu, untouched with poshut mitzvah issues, meaning that the Rabbeinu Shlom has a very, very profound interest in what we do with our lives. L'maisa. I mean, you know, we've mentioned this so often, this idea of the chalukah which Yaakov and Esav made in the rechem of Rivka. I've got the medrash over here. Just read it out to you. Amru Rabbi Seinu ba'oid kishahoyu Yaakov ve'Esav b'me'ei iman Oma Yaakov le'Esav Esav ochi shnei achim anachnu le'ovino shnei oilomos yesh lefoneinu ha'olam hazeh ve'olam haba. העולם הזה יש ברכילו שסיו ומסו ומתון ולוסס אישו להולד בונם ובונס, אבל העולם הבא אינו כן בכל המידס הללו. So who really wants העולם הבא? ואם הוא רצינך תולעתו העולם הזה ואני אתו לעולם הבא. ומניין שכך הוא שנאמר ביום יעקב מיכר כיום בחורוס חולי כשם שהיינו אמרים בבטן. Yeah, like let's formalize it. In the Beten, we made the decision to make this division. So Michal Kayan Bukharos Khali, the Bukhara is the Kodesh. So Nortal Esav Bukhelka Oilam Hazev Yaakov, Nortal Khelka Oilam Haba. And that was a very, even then we know that it was a very, very lemaisa dikke chalukah. I'll read to you another part of the medrash. Ukeshubo Yaakov mibeis lovan, v'ro Esav sheyesh li Yaakov noshem ubonim v'avodim v'shefochos v'behemos v'kesev v'zohav. He had everything. Miyat ome Esav li Yaakov, Yaakov ochi loy kach omate li, shetitol ato ho'olam habo v'ani etol ho'olam hazeh. So what are you having? You've got everything. What are you missing? You've got every single thing. You had a beautiful family. Noshim, bonim, avodim, shvachos, behemos, kesef, azov. What's missing? You're supposed to have olim habo, not olim haze. Loi kach omate li shetita al ato bo olim habo, v'ani eto al olim haze. Uminayin loch kol olim haze. Noshim, bonim, momon, avodim, shvachos. Lomo ato mishtamish v'neinem min hadvarim shebo olim haze komoisi. Somebody asked me today, what's the shoresh of anti-Semitism? That's, I think, the shoresh of anti-Semitism. Esav wants to know, you have no business to be so happy in Olam Hazeh and Yidden Baruch Hashem, if you don't gas them, and if you don't murder them, and if you let them live like mention, but they're klal, Yidden are happy people. But what business do you have to be happy? You don't have any chelek in Olam Hazeh. ואומר לו יעקב לאסוף זה מעט הרכוש שנוסן לי הקדוש ברוך הוא להשתמש בו לפי הצורך שלי בעולם הזה שנאמר וישראל אינו ויעץ הנושמן סנצפות. And later on יעקב says הבונים אשר חונן אלוקים עשי לרבן שם קייבת מי אסחנינו. It's what I need. When the Rabbani Shem told me to come and live in Olam Hazeh, it's taka that I'm the Olam Habo Diki Yid. I gotta eat, I gotta this, I gotta marry, I gotta have children. So that's what I have, but it's all a chanina. It's not really my department. So the emes is that in Pasha's Toldos we have this chalukah, and that chalukah makes such enormous nafkaminas in our lives, or at least it should. And I think that a lot of things that we know anyway, but when we think about them against the background of this chalukah which Yaakov made with Esav, see, what is, so then we understand them much better. See, I think that the Mokar HaDvorim we can understand well if we go back to that other medrash which everybody knows. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to HaSinai, and the Malachim say, Mali Elud Isha Beneinu, like, what's a human being doing up here? We don't want to give him the Torah. So the Rebbeinu Shem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Echoiz Bekisei Kvaidi, and Hachzalohem Tshuva. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and says, what does it say in the Torah? It says, Kibud Avraham, Zokta Klum Avraham Yesh Lachem, that Onoich Hashem Lakecha, Shatzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, were you in Mitzrayim? He tells them, look, the Torah is a Torah of Lemaisa. The Torah is addressed to mortal human beings. And if the Torah is addressed to mortal human beings, so it's not for you, it's nicht für euch. That's what he said. It always bothered me that why did he have to be Echoiz Bekisei Kvaidi? I mean, it's not such a lumdish answer which he gave them. I mean, I think I could have also figured that out without being Echoiz Bekisei Kvaidi. That if you don't have a lo sigzal and your klum yetzahara yesh benechem, I mean, the mitzvahs are not shy to the malachim. You need the siyata deshmaya of Echoiz Bekisei Kvaidi to give them that answer. It's a pashka answer. No, I always used to learn differently than I learn now. They're not in stira to each other. So I used to learn that the Echoiz Bekisei Kvaidi was gufa part of the answer. And that is that the answer was, the Rabbi Nishan said, of course you could have the mitzvahs also, you could have the Torah, you would have the Torah at a different level than the pnimius of the Torah, whatever it is. But I want the Torah to make it possible for a human being to be Echoiz Bekisei Kvaidi. That's such a beautiful thing, that Moshe Rabbeinu is an absolute human being and 2 feet planted firmly on the ground, but he's Echoiz Bekisei Kvaidi. So that's what my Torah is supposed to do. My Torah is supposed to create a possibility for human beings to be Echoiz Bekisei Kvaidi. And that's why I'm allowing my Torah to go down. I know that there are problems, and I know that there are all kinds of potential chilul Hashems when people don't keep the Torah and so on and so forth. But it's worth it. This is what I want. That's how I always learned. I think that as I was thinking along the lines that we're talking now against this chalukah, which Yaakov and Esav made, I think that we can learn a different pshat in the Echoiz Bekisei Kvaidi, which is not in all a stira to what I've said till now, but it's seeing the same thing, I think, in a more profound kind of way. I think that we have to ask ourselves, okay, so Yaakov has Olam Haba, so he has no business in Olam Hazeh. So what's he doing in Olam Hazeh? What are we doing down here? So there's Rav Chutna, I've mentioned it a lot of times, Rav Chutna in Chanukah talks about the Shem Namesh. I don't want to go into the whole thing, it'll be in Arichas. But the idea is, he says, that if you don't belong here, so what are you doing over here? So he says, you're doing over here, if you're here in order to be Mashpia. I spoke about that a few weeks ago, I mean, maybe last year, by Yaakov, he was Mesakin Mechatzoes, and he was Mesakin Matbeas, and he was Mesakin Shvokim for the people of Shrem. That's the idea when he came back to Eretz Yisrael. So what am I doing in this world? To help people, to be Mesakin them, to make good takonis for them. By Yichan es Pnei Ho'ir, he, with Chain, he imbued the cities. I want to have your advantage. I want you to live happier lives. So we're here as Mashpiyim. The emphasis, we can take that further. And maybe the following is emes, who knows? But maybe the following is emes. The Rabban Shem told us that when he gives us the Torah, we're going to become a Goy Kodesh. So I've talked a lot and I've thought a lot about Mamleches Koyanim. About Goy Kodesh, I haven't thought so much because I didn't see where, like, what does it really mean? So, what does it taka mean? So, I guess Rashi, Kedoshim to you, Pushim to you, that in the Loshon Kodesh, there is the implication of being Porush. So, Porush from what? A Goy Kodesh. What the Torah is saying, I'm going to give you the Torah, the Rabbi Hashem says, and you'll become a Goy Kodesh. And what's a Goy Kodesh? Somebody who's Porush. And what does it say in the Torah? V'hoyam shemoy tisha mitzvasai v'osav nosati mita'atzachem b'itho yeri malkosh v'osavta degonecho v'siroishro v'itzovecho nosati eiso b'sotra kol femtecho v'achalte v'savota botem v'leim kol tuva shalav b'nisa. Ma pitam? We're supposed to be prushim. The whole Torah was given to us that we should be prushim. So what are you telling me? All these wonderful things that you're going to have lots and lots of food and delicious food, and the gemoras over there in Ksubis, what's going to be losidlova, the luscious fruits which are going to be, like are we supposed to be pushing? Are we not supposed to be pushing? If you're trying to become a Polish, so you don't sort of dangle all the delicious luxuries which are going to be available to you, that's not going to make you into a Porush. I think that the pshat is that Klal Yisrael is a Goy Kodesh in the following sense, maybe, I don't know, but this is not something which I learned by anybody, but it's just something which I thought out, so take it either be Makabel or not Makabel. But what I think that may be what is being said, you know why I'm thinking about it? I think a few times already I've read to you this unbelievable Chazon Ish in the Igros Chazon Ish, that's in the first volume, letter 20, Chof, about the Hanhogos of our Ben Torah. So the first Hanhoga, which he suggests, you all know it by heart by now already. I've mentioned it a few times. Lizoya ma'oid ma'oid me'achilas tanuk. V'im betumas ha'guf yesh rishon letumu v'yesh av ha'tumu v'yesh avi avos. Betumas ha'nefesh shel milui ha'tavo b'achilas tanuk. Mis'achet rishon tumu av ha'tumu avi avos ha'tumu. It's terrible. The first etze which he gives a ben Torah in Yeshiva is don't eat lahano. It's unbelievable. Dova zeo min ha'shefolim me'od ma'akvim es ha'limud okudu amru b'medrus v'huvu b'toysvus k'subus chavdalet ad she'odam mispalet שיכנסו דברי תוירו לסייך גופה יספלל שלא יכנסו מעדנם לסייך גופה ואמרו גיטן עין א' צעוד אוסחו שהן אוסחו המנו משוח יותחו המנו. What does the Chazon Ish want from this little yeshiva bacher? I mean, I don't know, maybe it was a big yeshiva bacher, maybe it was already a mature person, but why is this eating the tanuk such a big ikka? I think that what the Rabbeinu Shlomo maybe meant with Echoiz B'Kisei Kavoidi is this nekuda. He says, I want my Kisei HaKavod, I want our world to conquer the world down there. It's the other way around. But till now I thought that it's to give the human the chance to hold on to the Kisei HaKavod. Maybe the vote is, maybe they're not mutually exclusive, but maybe the vote is that he wants the Kisei HaKavod to conquer this world. That means that we are here to take this physical world and unphysicalize it, and make that the whole thing should be a chelek of the olamos ha'elyonim. That's anyway going to be, the Chazal say, that the Rokia, which is Mavdil ben Maim Lemoim, on the second day, the Rebbeinu Shem said, Yischazek HaRokia, let it be a permanent division between the Olam HaTachton and the Olam HaElyon. And Chazal said that Losid Lovay, that's going to be cured. And the Rokia is not going to be such a mafsik anymore. I mean, that's what we're talking about. After the Rokia became Chozak, so now you have a purely physical world. So the Rebbeinu Shlom wants, I mean, that's a new way of looking at things, at least for me it's a new way of looking at things, but maybe there is some emes to it, that the Rebbeinu Shlom Ke'ilu wants to reconquer the world down here, and to say, look, I'm giving you a completely physical world. On the first day when I made the Rokia, the Shomayim, I made it soft. that it was not totally mafsek, that there was one, some continuation between the higher olamas and this world. On the second day he said, no, yehi rakia, yischazek rakia. I want the world to be a physical world. But if I make it into a physical world, that means I make it separate from my olam, my soil, yainim. So now I have something to reconquer. I'm going to take these yidden, I'm going to put them down there, and they should reconquer this world for me. And that is the echais bekisa kavaydi. I need somebody who's got his feet on the ground and can hold on to my kisei hakovod, so that through him, that he should be the conduit through which that which is implicit in the kisei hakovod should be able to go down into this world. And I think that's the pshat in the Chazon Ish. So he tells this Ben Torah, he says, if you eat because you love this, or so. You know what you're doing. Today is they're voting, midterm elections. The whole world is going crazy. The midterm elections today. I'm not a citizen. I can't vote. I'm British. But now, what if I would fake a form, and I would go and vote, and they would discover that I had done that? They'd be very upset. I don't know exactly what they'd do to me. But it's zicher goyse crime. If you're not a citizen, so you can't vote. So. I'm not a ben olam hazeh. See, the hanor of the food that makes it delicious, the food that makes it, that I eat it and without consideration whether it's healthy for me, whether it's good for me, whether I should be eating, whether I shouldn't be eating. Ah, it's good. So I spoil myself a little bit. So we make a little smile and we go around by the shmorgon and in the chasna and we pick this and we pick that and we pick the other. And sort of, we feel a little embarrassed, and so we say, like once in a while you can spoil yourself a little bit. The Chazon Ish says, no, you can't. Because when you spoil yourself a little bit, not the pshat is that you're spoiling yourself. The pshat is that you're being rebelling against who you are, the Kedushas Yisrael. What does it mean, Kedushas Yisrael? The separateness of Yisrael. Separate from those values which are Olam HaZedek values. In other words, of course we are here in Olam HaZeh, and of course the abundance of which the Ribbono Shel Olam is mashpia on us is there for us, but it's there not to be taken in a purely Olam HaZedek kind of thing, because then you might as well not have had the Torah. In other words, that's what I think the Chazon Ish is saying, and why the Chazon Ish is saying that the biggest stira to Torah is to go to the Suda which is Mahaneya. Because then you don't need a Torah. What do you need a Torah for? You're deciding that you want to be a citizen in Olam HaZeh. You want to have a vote. So I vote for ice cream, whatever it is. But you don't have the vote. You're Ben Olam HaBo, who's down here without belonging down here, meaning that you're down here in order to conquer Olam HaZeh for the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you're here to conquer Olam HaZeh for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what you should be doing. And that's what they're not doing if the taste of the food is a very, very big ikka for you. It's a mardik zach. I say this told us this by Yisroitz zu habonim bekirba is such an enormous lemaisa dicker thing. How do we look at life? What are we supposed to be doing down here? How are we supposed to spend our time? How are we supposed to use our talents? And so on. It's really a really big, 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 big sugya. I happened to be working on Asher Yotzeh, the bracha of Asher Yotzeh, to try and understand it a little bit. And it occurs to me that with the yesoides that we're learning now, it's possible to learn up a sugya in brachas, I think, in a way which is very, very... Maybe it's Korov to Pshat. Tell you now that the Masho, I looked at the Masho and the Samach Omet Beis, the Gemara is. So the Masho learns a little differently than I'm going to suggest. And if you're interested in what I'm going to say, you should certainly look at the Masho to see how he learns. But I'm suggesting perhaps an alternative. So the issue over here is hanichnas lebeis hakisei. That's in Samach Omed Beis. So hanichnas lebeis hakisei. Oima, his kabdu mechubadim. You say to the malochim who accompany us, or who rather don't accompany us now, and the Mishnah Berurah brings that our minhag is not to say it, because we're not machzik ourselves as the kind of yirei shamayims who really have malochim accompanying them. But when they had these malochim, or when they were machzik themselves for having these malochim, what did they say? They say, his kabdu mechubadim, like, you know, recognize your covered and therefore don't accompany me into the Beis HaKiseh. Kedosh Meshose Elyon, Tenu Kovod Elokei Yisrael, I guess by not coming in. Hirpu Mimeni, leave me be. Go away from me, Kilo. Atshe Ekones, until I go into this bathroom. Ve'ese Ritzayne. I'll do what I want to do in the bathroom, and then I'll come back to you. Don't say that. Why? They'll go away. The malochim will maybe go away when they hear that. What you should say is shamruni, shamruni, azruni, azruni, samchuni, samchuni, hamtinuli, hamtinuli, atche ekones ve'etze. Shekein dakon shel bnei odam. That's the derech of the bnei odam. What's going on over here? What's the machloikas? What was the first shitta in the Gemara? What's the second shitta in the Gemara? And what's the pshat in the chilukim? You know, if you learn the sugya carefully, very, very interesting. In the first shitta, what does he explain to the malachim? He says, okay, it's new cover, the like Israel, you can't come into the Beis HaKiseh. Here pu mimeni. So separate yourselves from me. Atche ekone is, in other words, let go of me, is probably the better translation. Let go of me. Atche ekone is ve'ese retzoyne. So he's defining that which he's going to do in the Beis HaKiseh as doing what he wants. When a person needs to evacuate the body wastes, so he wants to do that. It's uncomfortable not to do it. So it's Eser Ritzayne. In Abaya's suggested Nusach, it doesn't say that. First of all, he doubles everything. Shamruni, Shamruni, Izruni, Izruni, Samchuni, Samchuni, Hamtinuli, Hamtinuli, Atshe Ekones Ve'etze, Shekein Dakon Shel B'nei Odam. He's not saying Eser Ritzayne. He's saying Shekein Dakon B'nei Odam. What's going on over here? I think that it's very, very poshut. I think that the first shitta, which says Hirpu Mimeni, Ve'eser Ritzayne, he's holding like this. What are we down here for? To conquer the physical world for the Olam HaSoelyonim. That's how we were Masbir. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to hold on to the Kisei HaKovod. So he holds on for the Kisei HaKovod. So he is the conduit through which the Kedusha of the Kisei HaKovod can come down into this world and be Mekadosh this world. That's the idea. Can you be Mekadosh the Beis HaKiseh? That means, is the Beis HaKiseh a place that the Ribbono Shel Olam would want to conquer? That's the Shaila. In other words, we are down here in order to conquer the physical world for the Olam HaSoelyonim. You have to have an area which the Olam HaSoelyonim are interested in. They're not interested in a Beis HaKiseh. So Mimele, he says, Hirpu Mimene, leave me go. I am going now place where the Malochim Taka don't have any business there. Because what's the pshat that we have Malochim accompanying us? Let's say we would be at the Madrega, that we would have these Malochim accompanying us. So what's the pshat? The pshat is because we're B'nai Olam Habo. So the Olam Habo finds itself responsible for us and sends us Malochim to guard us. But when I'm going into the Beis HaKiseh, I'm going out of the Olam Habo Dika territory, even potentially. So there, the Malochim don't figure me. Don't belong. That's what it means, that they should give cover to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tnu cover l'Elokei Yisrael. What, you're going to go into a Beis HaKiseh?
That's no covered for the Rebbeinu Shlalom to conquer the Beis HaKisei for the Olamos HaElyonim. What kind of covered is that? Who would want that? So you stay outside, because in there I don't have any rights to you. So stay outside, and you're off duty, and later on I'll come out. What I do inside, Esser Ritzayne. What do you mean, Esser Ritzayne? What's going on over here? Are you not an Eved Hashem? Yeah, but in the Beis HaKisei, it's extraterritorial. It doesn't belong to that part of the physical world which we are supposed to sublimate. It's unsublimatable, and therefore, Esser Ritzayne. It's my territory. So Abaye says, Rachmona Litzlan, don't say that. Because maybe they'll go away from you. What's the pshat, maybe they'll go away from you? It's a very important yesod. You see, because a malach is not the pshat as I'm Mr. So-and-so, and I have my personality, and I am who I am, and now the Ribbono Shel Olam puts me on sentry duty. And so, alright, so now for a few hours, I'm on sentry duty. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that the malach, his shlichus, does Israel. That is who he is. He has no identity outside the shlichus. So if you're going to say, Abaye says, that he, during the time that you're in the Beis HaKisei, he does not have a shlichus, that means he's not identified as your shomer, because at that moment you don't need a shomer. So that tafkid does not exist. If that tafkid does not exist, he's gone. He has no metzias, he's dead. His whole metzias was shmira, and where no shmira is necessary, so he disappears. Maybe when you come out, Rabban Shem would send you new malachim. For that, maybe you have to be zaycha. Who knows what the mechanics are? But the vote is, that's what Abaye said. He says, Chas v'shalom, there is no place, including the Beis HaKisei. The Rabban Shem is always, always, always interested. There's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, 17 se'ifim of Hanhogos Odom v'Beis HaKisei. Chas v'shalom, that there should be any place in this world to which the Ribbono Shel Olam is not interested in being and in taking it over. Chas v'shalom. And I think that that's what it means. Shamruni, shamchuni, samchuni, samchuni, azruni, azruni. What's all the doubling? Mashal says, I think, now and later, I'm not a plucked of the Mashal, but perhaps there could be a mashmos that says the Ribbono Shel Olam is interested. He's interested in your ruchnius and he's interested in your gashmius. Of course I need the malochim to guard me even when I'm in the Beis HaKisei. Because even when I'm in the Beis HaKisei, I'm conquering it for the Olamos HaElyonim. Why? Because my neshama is holy and my guf is holy. Elokai neshama shenosatu b'tahorei. And what will I do? Even when I'm in the Beis HaKisei, that means that in the Beis HaKisei I'm just as much as on duty as I am when I'm not in the Beis HaKisei, and therefore the Malach has to guard me. It's true that because of his cover, just like you can't take Tefillin into the Beis HaKisei, you don't take the Malach into the Beis HaKisei. So his Shmira is from the outside; it's by long distance. But Be'etzem, the Shmira is there, and that is the Machloikas over here between these two days. I don't know whether it's saying too much, but I think it fits very, very well into the Gemara, this Dhamma. And therefore, he doesn't say, Chas v'Shalom, Eser Ritzayne. Ma pitam Eser Ritzayne. I'm never supposed to do Eser Ritzayne. Truth is, I think that's what we're saying. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is Echad. That means that there's nothing, 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 nothing anywhere that is not tachas the shiltein of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, what do we say? After Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavecha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol ma'idecha, there should be nothing that you do. Everything that's included in nefesh, everything that's included in levavecha, and everything that's included in ma'idecha, everything, there's no aspect of our lives that is not as completely devoted to the Ribbono Shel Olam as the Ribbono Shel Olam Echad is devoted to every single aspect of our lives. And that's what it's all about. And therefore the Beis HaKisei is no exception. So, I don't know how much of what I said is right, is not right. It seems to me that the sugya over here, like the differences between the two noschoes, are very, very, I think, they speak of the kind of yusoid that we've been discussing. So it's very, very much lemaisa, and that's what I meant, that the lemaisa of what we learn in Parshas Toldos is, like I said, it's got more lemaisa in it than Kiseidze and Mishpotim and Kedoshim put together. Because there's nothing in our lives that remains untouched by this yusoid that Yaakov takes over the Olam Haba. And that we're here as B'nai Olam Haba. We are resident aliens. That's exactly what we are. We have a green card, but that's about it. That doesn't entitle us to vote. So we are here only with a green card. And what are we supposed to do as a result of that? That depends on how we touch up. Amlechus Koyanim, Koy Kodosh, Stutzachap, it's a Mordeke, Mordeke, Sugyap. So